If you have a product that everyone needs and wants, then prospecting can and should be fun. Short of that, prospecting is hard work that requires constant practice, flexibility, skill, and consistent execution. Hello, this is Tony Cole, and welcome to Sales Brew. When I was a sales rep for Nautilus Exercise Equipment in Dallas, Texas, prospecting was fun. Everyone, well, maybe not everyone, but a very high percentage of prospects was always willing to see me. Back in the mid-80s, if you were going to create a fitness center for your YMCA, convert space in your record club to a fitness room, or if you were a small town like Hayes, Kansas, and you were looking to open a fitness facility, then you always called the guy from Nautilus. That was me. Prospecting was easy, and it was fun. I moved to Cincinnati with my wife Linda and our son Anthony in 1987. We wanted to be close to family. I called a good friend of mine, Dave Zimmerman, looking for a job. Dave was a newly hired general agent for National Life of Vermont Insurance Company. Dave sold me on the idea of becoming an insurance agent. Prospecting was no longer fun. The difference between the two types of sales is simple. In one case, every prospect had a perceived notion that they needed to have the product and therefore wanted it. With insurance, very few people believe they need it. They already have insurance through corporate-owned, company-owned, life insurance, group health insurance, and group disability insurance. Nobody wanted to talk to me. To have the most fun prospecting, make sure you have a product that everyone needs or believes they need, like an iPhone 5C, and then be the exclusive provider of that product, so that they just buy it from you. Done. Thanks for your time. Have a perfect day. Well, no, not really. Hold on, I'm still here. I know you must be thinking, is that it? Well, that is it, but hardly anyone is in that position today. So what do you do to make prospecting something that you want to do, knowing that you have to do it? Well, here are five things to help you. How well you execute these five things will determine how much fun you ultimately have. Number one, have goals that are bigger than you have now, so that you have to make more money, have more time, or have more freedom to make choices. Additionally, the goals have to be non-negotiable. Number two, improve your skills. I don't care how you do it, but chances are your phone skills for phone prospecting are really, really bad, or rusty at best, because you just don't do that enough. Number three, develop an approach on the phone that sets you apart. Our number one rule for all salespeople is this: don't look, act, or sound like everyone else. If you sound like everybody else, then change something. Which leads us to number four. Have a compelling reason for people to listen. Don't get hung up on your market, your brand, your elevator pitch. What I want you to focus on is deliver a statement or a comment that is compelling enough for people to listen. And then number five, understand that you are an inconvenience to the person that you just called unless your timing is perfect. So you need to understand SW to the third power times N. And it's this simple: some will, some won't, so what, next. When you get rejected, don't take it personally, move on, and have fun. As always, thank you, and have a perfect day.